Power gap number one, not recognizing your special talents, abilities, and accomplishments. What people with this gap often say, I have no idea how or if I'm special, unique, or talented. I don't think I have any special abilities. 63% say yes or maybe to experiencing this gap. The eye sees only what the mind is prepared to comprehend. Robertson Davies. I met Karen in late 2017 when she came to me for career coaching. Karen is an accomplished single Asian woman in her early 50s who has a role as an epidemiologist with a local governmental agency. Throughout her nearly 20-year public health career, Karen's work has had an extensive data-related focus, determining how much disease is present in given populations, who within those populations are most affected, geographical and other disease trends, and possible reasons for observed disease patterns. This critical information is used to target efforts toward prevention and control of identified public health problems in communities. Karen had been struggling with issues related to fulfillment, meaning, and purpose in her professional life. For her, it was missing a critical human element, a greater connection to those impacted by her work. Karen desired to leverage her analytical and problem-solving skills in a different capacity, one in which she could have authentic and direct engagement with people while working towards tangible outcomes that she could see unfold. Ultimately, she felt blocked from experiencing herself as a person of positive impact in the world, which she so longed to be. But as we dug deeper into Karen's life and work, and into her thinking and emotions, another picture emerged that served as the foundation for what she had been experiencing personally and professionally. We both began to understand why she had been suppressing her own longings and dreams for many years, in part because of her cultural training as an Asian woman, and also because of experiences in young adulthood that taught her it wasn't proper or right to put her needs and wants before others. Throughout Karen's life, there had been a familial emphasis on stability, especially financial security. Karen had internalized these explicit and implicit expectations, which manifested in her fear of uncertainty and reluctance to initiate any significant life or career shifts. Karen had grown up somewhat enmeshed with her family, meaning that the boundaries between her and other family members weren't as defined as they needed to be in order for her to feel as if she were a separate, fully individuated, and grown-up person.